Cheers.
Cheers for beers, I mean.
It's a big episode, you guys. We've got a lot to talk about, so it might be a long one.
Hopefully
so
not.
Take a sip if you're drinking something, because you might need it. We're going on a roller coaster ride.
Hands up, everybody.
That tastes good. Okay, so I'm sorry we missed last week's episode.
Yep.
We were busy.
We were very busy.
Once again, busy with family. Trent's parents came into town.
Whoop, whoop.
Dee Dee and Pops made an appearance. What?
Bobby and Diane.
Or Bobby and Diane, whatever you want to call them. And we had fun with them. We did a bunch of things. Y'all went golfing.
Golfing was fun. It was, the courses down here are nice and green.
Well, yeah,
this one at least was, so it was nice.
This time of year is the best time in the Woodlands because everything is so green. Like, remember yesterday when we were driving somewhere and I was like, oh my gosh, everything is so green.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I love this time. And the blue bonnets.
They're out.
Yeah.
The blue bonnets. Yeah. So,
yeah, beautiful time of year.
I shanked a couple mini balls, actually. But it was
fun. What was your score?
91. Gross. That's the highest I've shot in a while. But, like, it was weird because it's so, that just shows how important it is. Because I was getting off the tee perfect every time. Like, uh-huh. I was in the middle of the fairway. Probably the best I've ever got off the tee before. And, but I just, after that, my game was off.
Do you need some golf lessons?
Yeah, but.
Did those help? Remember when you did golf lessons? Like,
yeah, they did. I just
need
to play some
ago?
More. I need to play is what I need to do.
Consistency. But if you suck.
Is that permission to play once a week?
Well, the thing is, if you suck and you keep playing, like, you're just going
to
suck even
more.
Though.
I need to go to the range. Say okay. Because I have, like, I was hitting everything but my wedges good. So my short game was horrible. Like, horrible. I was going back and forth across the green, which is always pretty embarrassing. That's, I lost a lot of strokes for my short game.
But you golfed with someone who won the lottery.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was sweet. Did you take some of his money?
I wish.
You should have said, hey, can I have some money?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, he won a lot, but, I mean, he won like $3.3 million.
But then he only went home with how much? He lost a lot of it, right? Or they took a lot
of
it?
No, he only took home $3.3.
And
like,
what,
after taxes and stuff.
So what was it before taxes?
Like $8.8 million.
That is wild.
That's insane.
That's ridiculous.
Yep.
Interesting. Well, glad you went golfing. The gals got our nails done.
Eeks.
Which was super fun. Then we got some turkey sandwiches for lunch, which was bomb. And then
gotta get them turkey sandwiches.
We hung out. Saturday night we went to Goose's Acre.
Which was all right.
Yeah, it's like this, it's a really popular place in the Woodlands for like college kids to meet up, like when they come home from school. It's like a bar, pub situation. It's right on the water, so it's like really pretty, has pretty views and whatever. But it gets pretty rowdy, like they're open until 2 a.m. So that's the only spot like downtown Woodlands that stays open.
I didn't know they were open that late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like everyone goes there because it's the only spot
late
where
night.
You can like get rowdy. Okay. So, but anyway, we were there for dinner at like 4 o'clock.
No, it was like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it was.
Well, so they had a concert afterwards. So we ate early and went to the concert.
Yeah, they were doing the concert series that they do here. Like they have different spots in the Woodlands that will have concerts on different days. And this one was the one on Saturday. And the weather was not the best, but we toughed it out and it was a good concert. So.
Yeet.
They just have, like, random bands come and play, like, random-ass songs. But it was fun. I had fun.
It was a good time.
We also went up to Kirby Ice House.
Yeah, Kirby Ice House. We went to the PGA store.
And it was St. Patty's weekend, so they had green beer.
I didn't get green beer. I got red beer, like Christmas.
Your dad got green beer.
Yeah.
I wonder how it tasted.
Probably like shit.
So that was our weekend last weekend. Sorry we didn't record a pod, but here we are. We're back. We're better
we're
than ever.
We're back better than ever.
And we hope you missed us. Because we missed you.
Yeah.
How was your week?
It was a long week. Seemed like it, at least.
Yeah.
We did a lot of driving basically this week. That's what my week consisted of, driving, which was good. Had somebody in the car at least to keep me company. My boss was in town. Good time.
This wine is fantastic.
Ooh.
I just gotta say. My week, thanks for asking, was kind of shitty. It was a emotional week, physically draining, mentally draining. Physically, I got a cold. You gave me a cold. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And so I was dealing with that, and I was also dealing with some other things, which we'll talk about.
We'll get into.
Do you want to talk about March Madness really quick before we get into our big announcement?
Yeah. March Madness. Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, it's March Madness.
I hate March Madness.
No, you don't. You like March Madness.
Well, I hate basketball, so.
But, no, it's been good so far. There's been some upsets.
I was interested in it last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw on my television the tallest dude I've ever seen in my life. And that was pretty cool. That kept me entertained.
Who do you play for?
Oh, Purdue.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, so that guy is like 7'4".
Ugly. He is fugly.
He's kind of an eyesore for sure. But
he is terrible to look at. And he's ginormous. Yeah, he's literally so big. 7'4".
Yeah. So March Madness, my pick is UConn.
Okay.
So UConn's been the best team all year. They only lost three games.
Uh-huh.
And they won it actually last year as well. So looking for them to repeat, which is really hard to repeat. So I don't know, but they're favored. They're like, their percentage to win is like, people picking them is like almost 30% out of 64 teams. So it's pretty good. And my final four is UConn, Arizona, which just won.
I'm rooting Creighton, for Arizona. I like
Creighton
Arizona.
And Marquette.
Creighton?
Mm-hmm.
All of these teams, like, I've never freaking heard of. Like, some of these colleges, I'm like, huh? Where's that from? but I did enjoy watching the tallest man I've ever seen play basketball. Like, I don't understand how he runs without, like, breaking his legs, like, because he's so tall. And then one time he did a big dunk, and he, like, held on to the basket thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's about to break this basket. Like, get down, dude. It was interesting watching him play.
But, yeah, they have a chance to win, too, so.
But then I was curious. I was like, Trent, who is the tallest person ever?
Yeah.
And so we Googled it. Guess how tall the tallest person ever was.
How tall?
I don't remember. How much was it?
8'11".
8'11". What was his name again?
I don't remember.
He Walter looked like a nice little guy. Well, not little. He's ginormous. 8'11". Like, could you imagine, like, the back problems this guy has? Ugh. Like, constantly having to bend over and to get through doors?
Yeah. No,
and,
screw that.
Like, to get in the car? He can't even fit in the car.
You gotta get a custom car.
Yeah, like, he seriously would not fit in my car.
No, he wouldn't fit in your car.
He would
for
be
sure.
crouching over.
Ugh.
What a miserable life. I wonder how long he lived.
I don't know. He looked old in some of those pictures, so.
Wow. I mean, can't relate.
Me either. I'm about 6'2".
Yeah, right. You're 5'10", dude.
Damn.
Yeah, March Madness is lame.
No, March Madness is cool. So I think
it's a cool concept. I just, you know, I don't like basketball, so it's hard for me to get into it. If it was like baseball, oh, I'd be so invested.
Why?
Because I like baseball.
Yeah.
Like,
that would be
the
cool
concept
if it was
of it, like a one, you know, you get one shot and you're done. Like, that's a cool concept.
That is kind of cool.
And with so many teams, like, pretty cool, but just basketball, like, pick a better sport, and I'll watch.
Well, baseball, you have to, because you have, just the way that it's set up, you know, you have three or four different starting pitchers, so you make
and
it two out of three.
Baseball,
you know,
games are really long. Basketball games seem so short,
yeah,
to
they
me.
Do.
How long are they in total?
About 2 hours, probably.
Oh, I thought it was shorter than that. They feel so quick to me.
No, it's about an hour for per
They
half.
Do stop a lot, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I learned yesterday that when you shoot the basketball in the goal, it's 2 points.
Wow.
I thought it might be one. I was incorrect. It's two. And then when you go outside of the line, it's a three-pointer.
Yeah. Well, come on. Get through this. You're embarrassing me.
And then the free throw is 1 point. I think I was getting confused between the free throw and the normal shot.
So did you know that you heard the phrase and one, right?
Oh, yeah. So and one. Do you know? You say that all the time.
Do you know what that means?
And one, no.
So you make whenever you get an and one is when you get fouled and you make the basket. And one shot. So you get a shot to make it three. So it's 2 points plus one and one.
Because you get a free throw.
Right.
Okay, I get it. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Any other basketball terms I need to know?
No.
Cool. all right. Oh, you want to go through things we watched before?
The big news. What have we watched? I'm watching Yellowstone.
We watched that movie with your parents.
Oh, that was horrible.
So we were like, oh, let's watch a movie. We had gotten Culver's, and I'll say it again, everyone, if you haven't gotten Culver's custard, you need to get Culver's custard. So we got little milkshakes.
They need
and
to
we
mix
were,
it better.
Okay, whatever. And we were like, let's watch a movie. So we go to Netflix and we're like looking through the top movies. And this number one movie on Netflix had Lindsay Lohan in it. And it was like a cute little rom-com called Irish Wish. And we were like, we were waffling between that movie and like the number 10, the top 10 one. And I was like, guys, why wouldn't we pick the number one on Netflix? Plus it has Lindsay Lohan. Like, let's try it out. Probably the wrong decision. It was very much a Hallmark movie.
It was horrible.
It was pretty bad. Like, Lindsay Lohan's acting, she needs to get it together. Like, she used to be good. Like, she was really good in Mean Girls. She was really
like
good
the
in
most recent Mean Girls?
No, she wasn't in that.
Okay.
The oldie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The original.
But not really, if you think about it. Her acting wasn't
like,
that good.
I don't ever remember being like, oh, her acting's not good. So it must have been good enough for me not to be like, ugh. But this movie, she sucked.
She was not good. She was,
the guy was pretty good. That was the only good part about it. Everyone else was miserable.
Yeah.
The storyline, kind of funny, kind of ridiculous. Typical Hallmark.
Yeah, it kind of sucked. That movie was like a 2 out of 10 for sure.
I mean, it kept me entertained. I was like, I watched the
whole
thing.
My parents were watching. I could tell my mom was like, what is going on? She's about to fall asleep probably. My
dad. Yeah, like it was kind of silly and whatever. But hey, I mean, whatever. It is what it is.
Hey, you got to watch the bad ones to get to the good ones sometimes.
Exactly.
You know?
So maybe next time we try the number 10 instead of the number 1. Yeah. I bet you people like us did the same thing. Like, hey, let's watch the number one movie with Lindsay
Lohan.
Made a mistake. And then people keep watching it. And so it keeps being number one, even though it sucks. I'm pretty sure that's what's going on. what else?
So I'm watching Yellowstone. We went over that, I think, that I went off and left Jenny.
And how is it?
It's good. It's probably, so far, could be one of my top favorite
so
series.
It continues to get better?
Maybe not better, but just it's good the whole time.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, I recommend it, and it's cool. I was telling somebody the other day, I think me and my boss were talking about it, and I was like, it doesn't seem like fake, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Everything that's going on seems like those people, like, in the West and, like, big ranchers could deal with. Yeah, a little crazy.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't, like, murder people and stuff, but, like, could happen. Like, they're trying to save their land.
Yeah.
From, like, outside people coming in, trying to buy it and build casinos and mm-hmm. just neighborhoods and all this stuff. So they're trying to protect that. And it gets pretty wild.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I'm
good.
Happy
good
for
series.
You.
Yeah.
Glad you found a good show.
Thank you.
We did finish Love is Blind two weeks ago. But we didn't talk about the reunion, which we don't really have to dive into. It was nothing really special.
It sucked, too.
Yeah. It was kind of a shitty reunion for such a good season. Like, I feel like, what's their names? Nick Lachey and Vanessa?
Yeah.
They need to get going. Like, they are not good
at hosting.
You said
there was a petition?
I would sign it.
There is one, apparently.
Okay, well, I need to sign that because they pick the worst questions. Like, I understand bringing the social media aspect to the reunions. Like, I understand because a lot happens on social media and you kind of got to talk about it to.
What are you talking about, social media aspect?
They asked so many questions about what was happening on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't even ask Chelsea and Jimmy if they were still together.
They're
and
not.
That's like the number one question that everyone wants to know.
They
and they
are not.
Failed to ask it.
They're not.
Yeah, they're not.
You could clearly see that.
Well, I don't know. They were kind of being lovey-dovey on the reunion.
But whenever he was talking, that you could tell that he was like...
Well, still, they should have asked the question.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Come on. And I would have loved to hear more from Kenneth. Kenneth and
yeah,
Brittany?
Yeah. Well,
I feel like
the biggest thing that they brought the people back for, the old people that like were still together and mm-hmm. married or whatever, mm-hmm. was because a couple people were... talking about fame too much, or like they were saying they only came here for fame,
mm-hmm.
and so they're giving it the show kind of a bad vibe, and that's why they kind of hit hard on that and say, hey, if you want to come here just for fame, this isn't your thing, you know.
I didn't even feel like they touched on that.
They did whenever Trevor came on, Jeremy, and what's her name.
Yeah, the whole Trevor thing was stupid.
Yeah, he should have not came on.
Yeah, and
but they wanted to make an example out of him, I think.
I hated the fact that they brought back previous season people. Like, why do we need them?
Though, to show that it actually works, and you don't just people can't just use that as.
I thought
trying
it was unnecessary. I get what you're saying. I thought it was unnecessary. I thought it was stupid, and we just needed to hear from the
the
players in this season. Like,
they definitely mentioned and asked them a lot of stuff, too much stuff.
Yeah.
But that's why they brought them back.
Yeah.
My opinion.
Yeah, makes sense.
To show that the process actually works.
I saw something. What's the girl's name? Jeremy and Lauren?
Laura.
No, okay, but the other girl that broke them up.
I can't remember.
Crap. Whatever her name is that broke up
home
Laura
wrecker.
And
what?
The homewrecker, yeah. She, her hair... in the reunion, literally looked like she went to Libby Lou and got it done. Do you remember Libby Lou? Did y'all have...
I remember that, kind of. I didn't ever go there.
I used...
Obviously.
I had a birthday party at Libby Lou when I was like 6 years old, and I got that exact hairdo. I have a picture of myself with that exact hairdo, and it cracked me up, because that's exactly what her hair looked like. So...
Libby Lou.
Not a big fan of her, but... whatever.
Oh, yeah, we've been talking about Love is Blind too long. So
okay, so moving on to The Bachelor. Thanks for letting me move right along to another great reality show. You watched Women Tell All with me.
So let me say one thing. I'm not really into The Bachelor, but I will watch it with my lovely wife.
Because he's the best.
I'll watch it with her. I will say I've watched some with, you know, obviously Jenny in the past too, and it's always like cringy. Which this is still cringy a little bit, but what's his name?
Joey.
Joey is the most awesome guy in the world.
Like, Trent has a major crush on Joey.
Like, first of all, he's a good-looking guy, and he has all of the right things to say.
Yeah.
Like, it's
he's
almost,
very well-spoken.
It's almost incredible.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, this guy...
Like, how does he know
Holy
how to respond
moly.
To
yeah.
these things? Like, these women are dumping their trauma onto
yeah.
him, and somehow he always has the right response.
It's crazy.
I really like Joey. I agree. I think he's one of the best bachelors we've had in a really long time, which
is
why
best.
I'm even watching this show. Like, I fell off big time the last couple of seasons.
So they started bringing geezers on there.
Yeah. And now that we have Joey, like, Joey's a breath of fresh air in The Bachelor.
Yeah.
So love Joey. The Women Tell All was spicy. They got into some drama at the beginning. But I've got to say, I don't get the hype about Maria. Do
I don't
you?
Either. No, I thought she was annoying.
Yeah, like...
And wanted to stick her nose in every conversation.
Yes, like she thinks she's definitely campaigning for The Bachelorette. Like, you can so tell. It was so obvious during the Women Tell All that she was just talking so much so that she...
Well,
they see that she can
deal. A lot of the stuff was directed at her or issues that she was involved in. So
right.
that's fair. But still, even the stuff that she wasn't, she stepped blabbing. Like, shut the fuck up.
I think if they give her The Bachelorette, it is going to be a disastrous season. I think she is too hot-headed. She is too, like, polarizing almost.
I heard they were just ending the series completely.
Pa! Funny. You're funny.
Yeah.
Looking. But I just think if they pick her for Bachelorette, I think they're making a stupid choice. I think that Kelsey A, or whatever her last name is, Kelsey is going to win. I think that Daisy should be the next Bachelorette. And I think that Maria should go to Bachelor in Paradise. Bachelor in Paradise is the perfect place for Maria. She will thrive in Paradise.
Yeah.
But I heard that they might not be doing Paradise.
See, told you.
Because the last season sucked so much and no couples came out of it. And it was such a dud of a season.
I'm for it.
They might not be doing it, and they might be doing more Golden Bachelor stuff.
More geezers?
Yeah.
They should say the geezers.
Which I think, like, literally just from this past season with Joey, I think they have a lot of good contenders for Bachelor in Paradise. So I think they should do it, but they should make sure that Maria's there. Because if Maria's not there, then it's going to suck. But
I don't know, and I
that's
don't
my
really
opinion on The Bachelor.
Care.
What else have we watched?
Nothing. March Madness?
Well, not really.
I know. We got to do this podcast.
Turns mad at me. We're missing a really important game, apparently. All right. So, are you ready for our big announcement?
Hold on. Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the freaking March Madness for a second.
Okay, we are in the middle of podcasting. Pay attention.
Well, we're live. We're live. Gonzaga's kicking that ass. I'm done.
Are you ready?
Done. We are ready.
Okay. Without further ado, we have
drum roll.
The biggest announcement that we have ever made on this podcast. We have been keeping a major secret from our listeners. Some of you probably already know.
Most of you. Most of you already know.
But if you don't know, I am drinking non-alcoholic wine right now.
Yeah, you
because
are.
We're having a baby. I am pregnant.
How many weeks? 13 weeks?
I am 13 weeks pregnant today.
13 weeks today.
So I'm coming out of the first trimester, and I've wanted so badly to talk about it on the podcast because I have so much to say. So 13 weeks pregnant. We've had one ultrasound so far, so we've got to see the baby once, and so far, everything looks really healthy. Everything's good.
They canceled one on us, so we might have to go fight our doctor. But
Okay, we'll start there. So I was having a tough week because we had an ultrasound. We had an ultrasound and an appointment with the doctor scheduled for this past Monday. Or sorry, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Whatever. Yeah. Tuesday afternoon. And we are quite literally counting down the days for these appointments. If you're pregnant, you know, or if you have been pregnant in the past, you know how like exciting these doctor's appointments are and something that you just kind of look forward to. And sometimes they can be like, you can get really anxious for them because you want to make sure everything's okay and baby's healthy. And so we have a countdown for these appointments on our fridge on a whiteboard.
Dry erase
and
board,
so finally it was Tuesday morning. I woke up. I'm so excited. I get to work and I get a call.
Fudge.
They tell me that the ultrasound tech is sick. And I'm pissed
She's
because like, lady, I'm sick too. Like I had a cold too. Like go to work.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Like I completely get that, you know, when you're sick, you shouldn't
really
go to work. I understand. But what I don't understand is how they did not have someone else
backup. Yeah.
On backup who could squeeze us in that day. They told me I needed to reschedule for next week. So we now have an appointment
6 days
on Monday, which was
6 days.
A week, yeah, almost a week that we had to wait. But today's Saturday, so it's almost Monday.
It's almost here.
So we will have another ultrasound of our little baby.
And Jenny's birthday is Monday, so it'll be a little
present. Yes, my birthday is on Monday, which is exciting. So more exciting that we get to see know baby. What?
That's my birthday present to you. I called and told him to cancel it and move it to Monday.
I hate you. I was literally so upset. And the whole day, I was just kind of in a pissy mood. And because it's just one of those things, I was trying to explain to Trent why I was so upset. And it wasn't that, oh, our doctor's appointment got moved. Like, it was more, I needed the peace of mind. Yeah. Like, I've been looking forward to this appointment for peace of mind and just to know that everything's okay. Because we'll get into everything, but I haven't really had many symptoms. And so it's hard for me to, like, believe that anything is going on down there. So I want to make sure that everything's good and things are still moving as they should.
Yeah.
And for that to happen, it's just, oh, now I have to wait 6 more days, which is more anxiety, more, you know, negative thoughts in my head that are going to build up. So it was just...
Fight them.
It was hard, but we're almost there. We're almost to the day. Well,
yeah, so let's rewind one more time to back to the concert the other day.
Why?
Because I want to.
Okay.
so right. You looked fabulous in your... one piece dress. She's not bumping yet, obviously, but she looks so sexy in her green St. Patty's Day. What would you call that?
What do you mean? The dress?
The dress.
It was just like a cute...
long dress.
Mini dress to me was down to my ankles because I'm short as hell.
But that's how it's supposed to be.
But no, anyways. It's supposed to be like calf length, but... anyway.
Well, anyways. It looked amazing.
It looked cute. Yeah.
It was cute. Thanks. And I liked it a lot. So I wanted to bring that back up.
Thank you. So shall we go back all the way to the beginning?
No.
Yes, we should. Why not?
All right. Doggy. Just kidding.
Oh. Yep. Well, I mean, like, first, let's just say this was a planned pregnancy. This was not an accident.
Yeah.
We are very responsible people. And so
pull that gauge. I
like to think sometimes we are very not, but
I'm pretty childish
with this stuff. Okay. Here's the thing about me. I am not the type of girl who ever felt like I was being called to be a mom. I never really like had that urge. Like I need children. Like I am called for this. Like being a mom is what I'm looking for. Like I was never like that. And so for the longest time, I just was like, could not see myself being pregnant, could not see myself being a mom. And so everything just about the whole journey, kids, pregnancy, just seemed like negative to me. And for the first time ever, Trent and I had a conversation around Christmas time, just talking about, you know, our life and things to come. And we had a very long, deep conversation about having kids and what that would look like for us. And I mean, that was the first time that I ever really could not find any cons to going ahead and having a baby. Like everything kind of aligned, and I find it like we weighed the pros and cons and it seemed like, all right, well, why not just start trying? So we kind of decided on that towards the beginning of the year. And lucky for us, it only took one time.
Yeah.
And we were, I will say,
trying, right?
Yeah. I will say I was tracking my cycle on an app. So I was aware-ish of the days that I was ovulating. And so we did kind of track that and know when that time was and went for it and it worked.
Yeah.
Which we are so, so grateful for.
That's what I was going to say. I was say super blessed and grateful that, you know, because we understand that a lot of people don't, you know, it doesn't happen the first couple times. So just
I
be
mean,
patient.
That's
you know? Stay
why,
patient
like,
and
when we were talking about it, one of my reasons for going ahead and doing it was we don't know how long it's going to take.
Right.
And for some people, it's 5-6 years. Like, it can take a really long time for people to conceive. So in my head, I was like, all right, let's start now. Because you never know. But we also had to consider, like, well, what if it does happen right away? And so we thought about that, too. But, yes, we are very blessed. And, I mean, I cannot imagine having to do that for so many months and so many years. Cause it was, I mean, it's hard. Like the 2 week wait is very difficult because you're like, what's going to happen? Like you're on the edge of your seat waiting to know if you're pregnant and there's really nothing you can do and except for sit and wait. And so my heart goes out to everyone who is trying to get pregnant and has not been successful yet because I can't imagine. So yeah. We are very lucky that it happened right away. And so, yeah, that's kind of how we came to that decision and how it happened. But okay, let's talk about finding out.
Finding out what?
That we were pregnant. Oh, my God.
I'm just
are
kidding.
You even in this conversation?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, so, no, I wasn't aware. Obviously, we were trying, right? So I knew that there was a chance.
My goal was to get to my missed period, but that did not happen.
No, so, yeah. So, yeah.
I had bought a bunch
of... You tell it, yeah, because...
Yeah, I had bought a bunch of pregnancy tests, early detection tests. And my plan was to wait until I missed my period and then take a test. Could not wait. So I ended up taking a test about... So my period was supposed to start on Sunday. I ended up taking a test the Wednesday before that because I was having vivid dreams. And I remember my sister kind of saying, oh, my first sign of pregnancy was having vivid dreams. So I was having really just like crazy dreams that I could remember really well. And so I woke up on Wednesday morning and I was like, you know what? Like, maybe I'll take a test today. And I didn't tell Trent that I was going to do it. And I came home from work and he was gone. He wasn't at home. And I had asked Trent, like I had asked him, when I do take a test, do you want to do it with me? Do you want me to do it on my own and then tell you?
Yeah.
And he was kind of like, you do you. Let me know whenever you want to let me know what the test results are.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
So I did it by myself. I was home alone and Bogey was right there with me.
He's probably licking it.
and this was in the middle of the day. So middle of the day on Wednesday, I peed in a cup, which if you pee on the stick, good for you. I cannot trust my flow that much. Like I have to pee in a cup and then dip that stick because I don't trust my pee. Anyway, so I did that and I forget which test it was. It wasn't digital. It was one of the ones that shows the lines. And I took one and I let it sit for however long it was. And I looked at it and there was a prominent faint line.
Yeah.
Like a line that was definitely there. I was not seeing things. And so I was like, wait, this is insane. Like I kind of had a little freak out moment. I was like jumping up and down. Like Bogey was like, what's going on? And so I was like, oh my God. And so then I think I took that one test and then I went straight for a walk because I had so much just like energy kind of, and like, I didn't know what to do. So I just went for a walk to kind of to like think about it, think what my next steps would be. And so I take Bogey for a walk and I'm like, okay, when I get home, I'm going to take another test, another brand of test, and see what it says. So I get home, I do that again, and sure enough, there is another line, and it's very faint, fainter than the first one, but still there.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh my God, like this is real. So I was like, all right, now I need to figure out how to tell Trent.
Yeah.
So my thought was I was going to go to the store and get a digital test because I wanted Trent to be able to see like pregnant.
On your way to did your dancing.
Yes. So I had rehearsal that night for some show I'm doing right now. And so I was on the way to rehearsal and I stopped at HEB, got a digital test, which says pregnant or not pregnant, because I knew Trent would not be able to read a little pregnancy test that had a bunch of lines on it. Like he wouldn't understand what those lines mean. So I wanted something that said,
I can kind of like use context clues and say, oh, this means pregnant. This means not pregnant. Like I'm not retarded.
I was trying to make it easier on you, sweetie.
Oh, fair. That's fair.
So I actually went into HEB, got the test, went to the bathroom in HEB and peed in a cup, dipped the stick, and it turns out not pregnant. So the digital test said not pregnant, and I am devastated because I'm like so excited to tell Trent and this test says not pregnant. So I'm like, what does this mean? And I kind of have a little freak out moment. I Google some stuff and
Could be too early.
I was thinking that, yes, that it was just too early to show positive on a digital test because those are, it needs a little bit stronger of HCG in your urine to.
Couldn't scientific on this, huh?
Yeah, to say that you're pregnant. So I was like, you know what? I cannot keep this a secret from Trent. Like, there's no way. Like, there's no way I could sleep at night not telling him what I did today and
you
what I found
keep
out.
Keep a secret from a cricket.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I decided I was going to tell him when I got home from rehearsal and I was going to show him just the two positive tests.
No, you remember you showed me and I was like, you about to take it? Remember?
Yes.
I was like, I didn't know. You know, I was like, are you about to go take it right now?
Yes. And they were out of the package and I came home and he was like in the middle of doing something and I was like, hey. And like I hugged him and I just like put it in his face and he was like, oh, you're about to go take him? And I was like, look at them. And so he stood up and he went to go under the light to see it better. And he, what did you think? What were your thoughts?
I don't know. I was just freaking out. You know, I
it's
mean,
so
like,
funny because when we talked about getting pregnant, you said that you were going to go streaking in the neighborhood with with the positive test once we figured out we were pregnant. That did not happen.
That did not happen. But
I wish it did.
No,
but you were really excited.
Yeah, I think like I picked you up and we spun around like we were getting.
It was tough.
It was romantic.
Yeah. It was tough because I was really excited, but at the same time, I had taken a negative test.
Yeah.
So that was in my mind, and I told Trent, I was like, "Listen, I took these two positive tests, but I also took a negative one, so I'm not sure what's really going on here." So we go to bed and. I knew that the next day I wanted to use my very first pee in the morning to take another test, another line test.
We took
test.
Out a loan to buy a bunch
of... I literally bought two packs.
A bunch of pregnancy tests. We took out a loan.
No, we did not. So I wanted to use my first pee. And of course, I did not sleep well that night. I, you know, was just too excited and too anxious.
That was the night of the...
Yes. So
TikTok.
I woke up. I was up at like 3 a.m. because I just was too excited and ready to use my first pee. So I get up. Trent's obviously KO'd in the bed. And I decided that I was going to record myself taking a pregnancy test. And of course, Trent's asleep. So I'm like whispering in the bathroom, recording a TikTok.
Viral TikTok.
And I take two pregnancy tests with that one pee. And they both had... really prominent lines. And so I told Trent when he woke up that, you know, both of them are still positive. And so from that day on, I tested every morning to kind of see.
Loan.
It was literally two packs. Okay. They multiple tests in one pack. Anyway. So I just wanted to see like the line gradually get darker and stuff. And I was just kind of waiting until the day I thought that I could take a digital test and it say pregnant.
Yeah.
And at this point we hadn't told anyone. We were keeping it to ourselves because I knew I wanted to tell people early, but I wanted to have a digital test to make sure that, you know, I was pregnant and I wasn't just like going crazy. So,
well, hell yeah.
We end up going somewhere on Saturday, I think it was. So this is a day still before my period was supposed to start.
We went to Kirby Ice. No.
No, we just went to Market Street. I think we were just running errands. We went to Target
and then
to get a onesie and everything.
Yeah.
So we went to Target to get a onesie because we were like, if we end up telling our parents or people, our family, we want to have like something to show them.
Well, it was a Disney onesie. So because our plan was the family's going to Disney and we were going to say, hey, that we're going to bring a little one with us.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not the case. But anyways, yeah.
But yeah. So we got a onesie and we got a digital pregnancy test. And then we were driving somewhere and I was like, I'm just going to go ahead and take it. And so we took
in the car.
We went to Market Street and I peed in the Market Street bathroom. And oh my God, the anxiety I had waiting for that test.
It felt like a long time.
Was like the most anxiety I've ever had in my life. Like I was sweating bullets. I was jumping up and down because I like didn't know what to do with myself. And it takes a while. It's like 3 to 5 minutes that it has to buffer. And I was just, you know, thinking of all the possibilities in my head. Like, what if this says not pregnant? What are we going to do? And sure enough, it says pregnant. Yeah. And I run outside to Trent and I'm like, oh my God, this is real. And that was the moment I felt like for me, especially maybe you too, like yeah. that. It was like hitting me that, okay, we actually are this pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah.
So from there, we decided that we were going to tell family.
That weekend, yeah.
That night, we told my sister and your family. We FaceTimed the people who don't live here and told them, which was really exciting. And everyone was just shocked because I think everyone was thinking that we would wait at least like 2 years to have kids after getting married.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty quick turnaround. Like, we haven't even been married for a year
yet. And
that
was kind of what we've told people, too. But
it changed really quickly because we did think, like, let's have a couple years of just us being married. But then we just kind of were like, well, like, why not?
We need to spice it up a little bit.
We need to shock some people. Yeah, and we did.
We need a little baby to ride our dog and, you know. Yeah. Like a little, you ever seen that monkey that rides dogs?
No, I can't say I have. So we told my sister, his family that Saturday night. And then the next day, my parents were coming over to just hang out at our house. And we ended up telling them.
No, it wasn't Super Bowl. No.
No, it wasn't Super Bowl. And my mom was shocked. Well, Both dads were in tears.
We told them that there was something going on with the AC, like a noise coming from the vent.
Mm-hmm.
And we had set up a little
display with the pregnancy test and
baby turner, you know,
and
all this stuff.
The onesie and yeah.
And they didn't even notice it at first. They were like, what's the noise? You know,
yeah,
there's stuff
looking
laying
up at
on the vents.
It was funny, but yeah, they were shocked and everyone was super excited. And just, I think my sister was the one that was the most shocked because she was like, Jenny, in my head, you're still like 6 years old. Like, you can't be pregnant. There's no way. And I'm like, I get it. I sometimes feel like I'm 6 years old and I don't know how I'm pregnant. But
yeah.
Anyway, so from there, it was just occasionally telling friends and counting down the days till our first appointment because yeah. I couldn't see a doctor until 8 weeks was when they scheduled our appointment. And that was the longest 8 weeks of my life.
Yeah. So we haven't seen or announced on social media
right
yet either, which big deal. You
so
know,
podcast
whatever.
Is getting the exclusive.
Yeah, exclusive. Well, actually, TikTok got the exclusive, but
yeah,
TikTok got the names, the pregnancy. They got everything.
Let's talk about that because I just thought to myself that I was going to document this journey just for me because. Yeah. I really was curious about how pregnancy would go for me. I mean, I don't know. It could go a bunch of different ways. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to document this to look back on. And I figured it would be fun to, you know, track my symptoms and just track everything. And so I did that. And the very first pregnancy test, not the very first, but the second and third pregnancy test I took, I recorded myself taking them. And in this video, I'm whispering, like I said, and it's kind of like ASMR, if y'all know what that is. And I decided, I don't know how many weeks I was at that point when I posted it, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to post it. Cause like, who the fuck's going to see this? You know,
it was after our first appointment.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay. So it was after our first appointment and I was like, I'm just going to post this. So I did. And it blew up. This video is now completely viral. It has, should I look at how many?
Yeah. Last time. Looked.
Where's my phone?
It's up there.
Oh, never mind. I'm not going to look. But you can go look on TikTok. Jenny G. Turner is my username.
Well, what did it have last time you looked at it? How many views?
Like 1.4 million.
Yeah.
And the comments, like, there's so many comments. And I actually got trolled. Like, there's some people bullying me on TikTok from this video. And it was funny because, like, one person was like, oh my God, the narcissism of this girl taking this test without her husband. And I'm like, oh my God, people are insane.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
wild.
One, cool. Yeah. If you have, like, the whole social media thing should be like, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it. Like, because words hurt, you know?
I mean, it really didn't bother me because I laughed at it because I thought it was really funny, like, because it was just so out of pocket. And I know, like, I'm not anywhere near a narcissist. Yeah. So, like, it was funny to me. But, yeah, I was just blown away that I was, like, starting to get haters from this one video.
But most of the people were, you know, congratulations to all. So cute. Right. You know, most of them.
And so from this video, I ended up getting about 5,000 followers on TikTok. I don't know where
so
I'm at right
now.
So
now you have to...
And I have been keeping it up. Some of my other videos after that have gotten 14 point some K likes. Like,
yeah.
The traction is like doing pretty well, which is weird. But I'm just like recording myself doing get readies with me's and talking about my symptoms and my pregnancy and this journey, and people seem to like it. So I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And yeah, TikTok knows the names. So if you want to go over to TikTok and know what our names are,
TikTok has the names.
But one thing,
we know the games.
One thing we haven't mentioned is that we're not going to find out the gender.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to keep that a surprise until the very end, the day of.
Yeah.
It'll be a big surprise for everyone. So,
yeah, including the doctor. Or no, they'll know, I guess.
Yeah, they'll know. But hopefully it doesn't get ruined. I've seen a lot of videos recently that the ultrasound techs have ruined it for people. So fingers crossed that doesn't happen to us.
Yeah, I think my plan is to every time we see a new person, just say, hey, we don't want to know.
Well, we definitely need to do that.
Hey,
but
we don't want to know.
Like, I completely understand how they could slip up. Because, like, if you're looking at this baby and you're going through the things like, oh, look at his arm. Or, oh, look at her neck. Like, I can see how you would slip up. So, yeah. I understand. If it happens, it's not the end of the world. But I would love for it to be a surprise.
No, it's not the end of the world. But it's what we don't want to happen, obviously.
Exactly. But, so, yeah, it's exciting that we won't know. I think... at this moment, I'm feeling good with that decision. Like, I haven't really been itching to know. I think it's because I'm completely okay either way.
Well, yeah, everybody else wants to know more than we want to know.
Yeah, like, I can see myself being both a girl mom and a boy mom.
Yeah.
And so, to me, I'm, like, right in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't lean one way or the other. So, for me, I'm just like, well, we'll see.
So, message to the people out there, if we can wait, you can wait.
And we gave people
patient
names. Panties. So
yeah, names are out there. Should we say the names?
Oh, yeah, I guess we can.
Yeah, we can say the names.
So it was cool because when we decided to tell our families the names, we ended up making them play a game of Hangman to find out, which was just a fun, like, simple way of doing it, I thought.
Yeah.
And they had fun doing it, so... there's an idea for y'all out there if you need to tell people names. But anyway, our... boy name is Rhodes Allen Turner.
Yuka.
And Rhodes is special to us because we met in Memphis, and Memphis people know that there's a college named Rhodes College in Memphis.
Yeah.
And we just love that name, and it's special to us, and it was unique, and
yes,
we fell in love with it. So Allen is Trent's middle name. It's a bunch of people's middle names.
Yeah, we got
names.
About 14 of Allens in the
family. Yeah, they've
family.
Got a lot of Allens in the family. It's a really good middle name.
Yeah,
like, it flows really with anything, so
yeah.
I liked it. I was like, let's do Rhodes Allen. And for the boy name, it was the hardest thing to come up with. I mean, the boy name was... extremely challenging. The girl name came pretty easily ish.
Yeah.
But the boy name was hard. We had a boy name that we liked, and it was Hudson, but I felt like Hudson was a really popular name right now.
It's very
like
popular. Yeah.
Everyone is naming their kids Hudson. And I didn't love that. And it also didn't mean anything to us. It wasn't like a name that really felt like, oh, yes, we need to name our kid Hudson.
Yeah.
So, when Rhodes came along, I was like, that's meaningful. That's cute. I love it. So, Rhodes Allen.
Because that's Memphis is a huge piece of kind of the who we are, you know?
Yeah.
It's where we met, to where we went to college, or where I went to college, where still a lot of my best friends live.
Right.
So, it's...
it's just one of those things, like, if I never would have went to Memphis, like, we would have never met.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy how we were both in Memphis at the same time, and we met. Our story is just... it kind of insane.
Well,
so
it was funny that I was whenever I was driving around with my boss last week, and he asked, you know, we got the names or whatever. And I was like, yeah, we're not finding out the gender, so we have two names.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of started it off, and I was like, you know, since we lived, or since we met in Memphis, and then he was like, and I was like, we're not naming our kid Memphis.
Or Tennessee. I feel like that's what everyone was thinking when we were saying the name was going to be meaningful, but we didn't tell them yet. They were like, oh, is it Memphis? We're like, no.
Yeah.
So.
But, so the girl name is very much sentimental. Probably more than the other one, or way more than the other one.
Yeah.
So it's Bobby Jude. So Bobby is after, obviously after my dad's name, Bobby T.
Yep.
Shout out. And then Jude is after Jenny's mom, Judy. So
yeah,
we came with the Bobby was something that Jenny had liked for kind of a long time.
Yeah.
And I really wasn't on board because I just couldn't. I was like, I couldn't really see it. You know, I've called my dad Bobby, you know, for the last 5 years, you know, and it's like, I can't see it, you know, but now I came around to it, and he was super excited to hear that too. And and then Jude's just, I like that name and it's sentimental because it pays, you know, what's the word?
Homage
to your mom, you know, and keeps that name, you know, going
fresh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Bobby will be spelled with an I, and yeah, like Trent said, I loved this name for a long time, and I told Trent about it, and his immediate reaction was no. And I kept on him for a really long time and just was like, try to imagine it as a girl name and not as your dad. Like, just try. And eventually,
if we have a girl, I'm going to call her nickname's going to be Dad.
Oh my God. Okay. No. You know. Just kidding.
This is the first time I've ever thought of that. So I don't think I've been.
I just love the way those two names sound together, Bobby Jude. I think it just flows so well. Bobby, I think, is just such a cute name for a girl. And so to me, it was always the one.
Yeah.
We didn't really have any close, or I didn't have any close seconds for girls.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't. Oh, well.
Scotty.
Yeah, we liked Scotty for a little bit. But other than that, like, I didn't really like anything.
No, you didn't.
So I was pretty much set on Bobby.
I couldn't get Jenny off the IE names, like, to save my life.
Yeah.
You know, she would go to her grave with the IE names or the E sounding names, which is fine.
Yeah. I don't know. Every name that ends in the E sound, I loved. Like Bogey, Bobby, Scotty. I mean, all of them. I just, for some reason, those were really appealing to me, but I just think it's cute.
Yeah.
Jenny. Haha.
Trent.
Trent.
Damn it. Yeah, but like my mom was saying when we went for that walk that day, like, if you think about it, it seems like most names have the E sound. I don't know.
Lexi, Cody.
Jenny.
Bobby.
Jamie.
Bobby. Yeah.
Judy.
Chris.
Lame, you know?
So funny. But yeah, those are our names. We are obsessed with them. I couldn't wait to tell people again. Like, I have just been so excited to tell people about our pregnancy, tell people our names. Like, I just can't keep it in. So sorry. I don't understand.
Like I said, she's not a secret keeper.
I will say I do not get how people wait until the end of the first trimester to tell anyone. It could never be me. I mean, the biggest thing was, like, I can't hide not drinking alcohol. Like, if there's alcohol around, I will drink it. And so people would know immediately if I wasn't drinking that I was pregnant. So I knew there was really no way I could hide it. So that kind of played into it. But I know that there are a lot of things that could go wrong in the first trimester. I'm not naive to the fact that miscarriages are very high risk they're common in the first trimester. And so I'm not naive to that. I understand it. I just feel like building my support system is better for me than not telling anyone. And then if something were to happen, I would rather people know around me than not know, because then I would just be a mess by myself. Fair. And I'd rather be a mess with other people lifting me up. So that was my philosophy on it and why we told people so early. But yeah, I've enjoyed it, and I could not imagine keeping it a secret for.
Yeah, and,
3 months.
And keeping the gender a secret from ourselves and everybody else is big enough, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I think we get hounded every time we hang out with people. Why don't you just tell us? Why don't you just find out? It's like, no, we don't want to. You
yeah,
know?
It's going to be such a cool moment when we do find out. And shout out to Kristen and Jack, because they were the ones that really inspired me to do that. Yeah. I don't think I would have ever considered doing that if they hadn't have done it. So
I am going to walk out of that room like freaking holding up the Mufasa.
Simba,
yeah. I'm going to hold up Simba, whatever it is, girl, boy, and it's going to be like Rafiki holding up Simba, and that's freaking all the animals going crazy. It's going to be awesome.
We should get our family to do the animals. That would be funny.
Yeah.
That would entertain everyone in the hospital.
Yes, but we're super excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So symptom-wise, I guess we'll kind of recap that.
Sure. I don't know.
You've been a part of this journey. So.
Well, I know, but like I don't know. I'm not feeling it. So you're the one. I'm saying you're talking about your symptoms.
I have been very lucky once again. I have not been sick at all. I have felt generally pretty dang good. I have been tired the first trimester. Definitely the exhaustion is real. But nausea-wise, I've been okay. I did have a few days where I felt nauseous, but I was able to find something that worked for me to kind of soothe it. And other than that, bloating has been one of the number one symptoms for me. It is bloating to the max. Like at the end of the day, I feel very uncomfortable. The bloating has gone away at this point, but during the 8, 7, 6 weeks when I was
then,
it was really bad, and it was so bad that I could not wear like my normal leggings because it was just so uncomfortable. By the end of the day, it looked like I had a baby bump. The bloating was awful. Well, it wasn't like that bad, but it was pretty bad. And
uncomfy.
The other thing was gas. I had a lot of gas for a couple weeks. And then the one symptom that I did not know about and that was very weird to me and was very prominent for me was the excess saliva. And I don't know if I've said this before on this podcast, but I am the queen of saliva.
That's to say it, don't spray it.
Yes. That's literally where that stems from because I am constantly spitting. I am just, if I'm talking to you, I will
Jenny
probably.
Jenny Sprinkler over here.
Yes, I will probably spit on you. Sorry.
No, let's back up. No, you won't. Yeah, I mean, you don't really spit when you talk.
I do. Like when I talk, saliva just piles up in my mouth.
Yeah, but you don't spit like some people. Like you don't like. You're not like Sprinkler like I just said. You're not that
bad.
Yeah,
but it is worse than most people. And the dentist even told me that. So being pregnant, that has gotten 20 times worse. So I did not know that was a symptom of pregnancy, but apparently it is. And my saliva has been out of this world. So
yucca.
I've been over here just drooling. But yeah, I haven't really had any cravings. Luckily for me, food kind of tasted good throughout pregnancy. I did have a point where food didn't sound good, but once I ate it, I was able to eat it.
Yeah.
So, nothing ever really sounded good. I didn't ever feel hungry. It was kind of this feeling of just feeling empty in your stomach and that you needed food, but you didn't feel that, hunger that makes you want food. It was just like, I need food right now. So, that was kind of weird. But, yeah, I've been able to eat most things that I usually eat. What I'm pissed about is, well, what I was pissed about was that I wasn't drinking Celsius, which I drink a Celsius a day. It's what I drink for caffeine. I don't drink anything else for caffeine.
Yeah.
And then turkey sandwiches. Turkey sandwiches are a go-to staple for me. I eat them throughout the week. I bring them to work.
Wine, too.
And, well, duh. But I really was waiting to go to the doctor to ask her, like, can I eat a turkey sandwiches? Because I've seen both ways. I've seen people avoid them completely during pregnancy, and I've also seen people eat them throughout. So I wanted to hear from my doctor what she thought and get her opinion on it and get her opinion on Celsius, because I was not enjoying
coffee,
drinking or coffee tea. Or tea. It wasn't doing it for me. So we go to the doctor, and literally the first question I asked her was, can I have Celsius and can I have a turkey sandwich?
I was like, you better say yes.
And we basically bribed her. It was less of a question, more of a demand. But she did say, eat a turkey sandwich if you want it.
Yeah.
Drink it with or eat it with your Celsius, wash it down with your Celsius. You'll be fine. And then she also said, which I was shocked by,
yeah,
was that I could drink wine after the first trimester.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I'm going to do that, but
yeah,
it was interesting to hear her say that. She was like, have a glass here and there. It's not really going to affect anything. And I went asking her about like non-alcoholic wine, because I wanted to know if non-alcoholic was safe, because I do know there's like a very, very small percentage mm-hmm. of alcohol in yeah. non-alcoholic wine. And she was like, oh yeah, have some of that. And then she brought up, you can also have a glass of regular wine after the first trimester.
Yeah.
So anyway, I finally went to the store and got some non-alcoholic wine, and I'm drinking the free brand. It's Sauvignon Blanc.
It wasn't free, by the way.
It was not free, but it hits the spot. It definitely, it tastes a little bit more juicy than yeah. a normal wine, but it gives me the satisfaction that I need that I'm drinking wine. Like, it definitely tastes like wine. And it's been a struggle for me because I only drink water normally besides alcoholic beverages. Like, for me, it's water, wine, margaritas, and mimosas.
And Celsius.
Any other drink, I'm like not really craving. I don't really like it. It's not for me. So not being able to drink anything alcoholic and only drinking water, I'm like, I need just something. I need. Yeah. So I'm very glad I found this non-alcoholic wine that tastes pretty good that I can enjoy here and there. And I'm digging it. So
can you dig it?
Yeah, that has been my journey so far. It's been fun. It's been exciting. It sometimes is hard emotionally and physically, but overall, I'm very blessed with how it's gone so far and ready to just dive right into the second trimester.
Lara.
Trent, how have you felt throughout this so far?
I felt pretty damn good.
How was the first doctor's appointment seeing the baby for you?
Great. It was, I don't know. Like we kind of talked about at first, it's like, how do we know this is kind of real, you know?
Right.
And it kind of,
I mean, and for you, you don't experience any of the symptoms.
So yeah, it's like, oh yeah, well, yep.
Like, you know, we're pregnant. Cool.
Well, no, I was obviously very, very excited. But, you know, seeing the ultrasound and stuff is just like, oh, that's awesome, you know?
Yeah.
And it puts like a, this is real kind of feeling, you know? Right. And then this one Monday will make it even more real.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just been exciting.
Yeah. The first doctor's appointment, she did a, I'm sure there's a more technical term for it, but a vaginal ultrasound. And it was crazy because, like, immediately as soon as she stuck that thing up me, we saw a baby. It was like immediate. And it was like, the reaction was just like, like, I could not believe that it was inside mm-hmm. of me. And we could see the heartbeat. We didn't hear it because, I guess, with that type of ultrasound, you don't have sound. Because we didn't do the Doppler thing. But we will get to hear the heartbeat on Monday. But we did see it, and it was flickering nice and strong. The heartbeat was 162. And, yeah, that was just a really exciting day.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So, am I missing anything?
I don't think so. I think you nailed it.
Well, next, we'll definitely keep updating y'all on pregnancy things. I'd love to do a segment where we talk about things we learned as new parents for the week, because even just being pregnant, like, I feel like we've learned a lot about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you start digging in, kind of say, okay, well, maybe something's got to change.
Right.
Small, you know, it doesn't have to be huge.
I mean, we got to plan for when baby comes. Yeah. We got to do a registry. We got to do a nursery. There's so many things that we've got to do to get ready. At least we have 9 months.
90 more.
Well, yeah, true. But we got plenty of time, but it's going to be an exciting journey. And I'm pumped.
Hyper.
We did go look at daycares, which I think we should save that for next week.
Yeah, we'll save that for next week.
But yeah, we did do that. So that'll be an exciting update. And yeah, we'll keep you posted in upcoming episodes how everything's going. And oh, my due date is September 30th. So
yeah, we're looking right on the edge of October.
Yeah.
In September. So
I'm thinking it'll be early October. Baby.
Could be October.
We'll see.
Yeah. So
anyone want to guess the due date? Feel free.
Send us a DM at sayitdon'tspray.com.
sayitdon'tspray.com. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's our big news. And like you said, we're super excited to share this with, you know, our four or five, you know, listeners.
So you've been listening to Sober Sally over here for 13 weeks at this point.
Yeah. We need to.
So hope I haven't disappointed. but yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah.
And I've been itching to tell our Say It Don't Sprayers. Say It Don't Sprayers.
I think, are you sure you're Sober Sally? I mean, it's so
hey, that's non alcoholic wine. It's hitting me kind of hard. I think it is kind of a placebo effect.
Yeah, probably.
I'm feeling a little loosey goosey. I'm just kidding. But
so
I'm excited. I'm dreading being super pregnant in the summer. If yeah. You know, it's going to be miserable here, but I will just be naked all the time and I'll be in the pool. So that's
that.
And
fun.
I can't wait to see what I look like with a bump. I'm just super excited. Luckily so far, my acne has not been very bad. I've been able to keep it pretty good. Feel pretty ugly. I do feel like this baby's sucking the pretty out of me, but
baby, you are beautiful.
Thank you. But sometimes I don't feel it. But that's okay. We're growing a baby over here, so there are bigger things happening down there. That's for sure. I just can't believe like these apps that I downloaded that are tracking my pregnancy are telling me that the baby is the size of a lemon this week. And I just cannot believe that a lemon is inside of me right now because I really don't have a bump. I mean, I look like I have a little tummy, like bigger tummy than I used to, but it's not anything big. And so I'm just like, how is a lemon in there? Like that seems crazy.
Yeah. Next week it'll be a jalapeno.
No, this week it's a jalapeno. One app says lemon. One app says a jalapeno. How does that work?
Yeah. They're not even the same size.
That makes zero sense.
So you need to delete one of those apps.
I like having multiple apps so I can read multiple things. But yeah, exciting things happening over here. We're going to be parents, which is wild. I cannot believe it. I can't wait to see what our baby looks like. I hope. Well, I know it's going to look like Trent because they always come out looking like the dad. After I grow the baby for 9 months, it comes out looking like you.
Well, I don't know how true this is, but they were saying that, or I read something, I heard something, might have been on the Vile Files.
Yeah.
But they were saying that they come out looking like the dad, and it's nature's way of kind of saying that this is your baby.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like makes sense.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I mean, it's true. Like every newborn baby looks like the dad. So I'm just preparing myself for a little Trent to pop out. And if anyone has seen, if anyone has seen his newborn picture, I am scared for my life. If that baby comes out looking like Trent did,
slight alien vibes.
No, major alien vibes. This man had bug eyes and an alien head. And if that comes out of me, I might put it back in. I might be like, Doc, shove it back.
I'll be like, I'll take it.
But the thing about Trent was he turned out to be a really, really cute baby. Like after the newborn stage, you were cute, like probably even like 6 months. Yeah. Like once you kind of grew a little bit, you were very cute. So I'm excited for that.
Very cute. Yeah.
If the baby comes out looking hideous, I'll know that I'll just have to wait a couple months and then and then it'll be fine.
Patience.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool, man. That's the news.
That's the news. Anything else you want to add?
No.
All right. Well, that's it for this week. I'm sure we'll have plenty more to talk about next week that we probably forgot about, but hey. Yeah.
So everybody enjoy your March Madness watching. Next week is Easter.
Happy birthday Easter to me.
And happy birthday to Jenny.
I'm 26. Woo!
Damn, you young.
I'm old as hell. I just, 26. Wow. 26 years.
Yes.
I'm just pissed I can't freaking have drinks on my birthday. Lame. I did get non-alcoholic champagne, which I'm super excited. I'm so excited to try that tomorrow and make mimosas. So I'll let you know how that goes. If it's anything like this wine, I think it'll be pretty good. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have some Mexican food for my birthday tomorrow with the fam.
What's rule number one?
Party, which I can't do. But Mexican food minus the margaritas, lame. But
hopefully they get margaritas.
Well, they'll get it for you.
Hopefully.
Remember the Super Bowl, how y'all got margaritas and all of that? Remember how I lied on the podcast and I was like, ooh, those margaritas were so good. I did not have of them.
You said they weren't good.
Oh, yeah, I did. Because I did. Okay, I did try a little bit.
Finger taste?
Yeah, I did a finger taste and it was not very good. So I didn't completely lie to you, but I definitely was not drinking margaritas because I was very pregnant. So.
Yeah.
Sorry for lying, everyone, but I'm pregnant.
Are you
now
lying?
You know.
All right. Well, anything else?
Have a good week, everyone, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeet.
Bye.
Bye.